As I sit alone in my chateau, I stare up at the night sky. And I silently wonder, why does the king have such interest in this land, this foreign land full of darkies? There's already whispers in the court calling him a Negro lover. Having been here the past few many weeks, I understand why the black woman is a beautiful version of the human woman. Ooh. The titties! The ass! 34, 24, 36. Ow! She's from Brick. It's House. Shaka shaka chaka. Chaka chow, chaka chow now. Welcome to the Book of DT, motherfuckers. And motherfuckerettes. Shit, what's this? What is it? Wednesday night? Thursday morning? Thursday morning, what up? How y'all been? Chilling like a motherfucker? That's me. My motherfucker, 10 NC State's going to the Final Four, nigga. What the fuck? Had a great weekend. Them niggas winning? Shit. And this is as far as I've ever seen them go. And my balls dropped a long time ago. I got plenty of gray hairs. What I'm trying to say, folks, is I waited a long time for this shit. Shit, a nigga even wore his NC State swag to the motherfucking bodega. I was like, it's raining. I usually carry an umbrella, but fuck that shit. Let's put on this Wolfpack rain jacket, nigga. What? And I was bopping to the store, too. I'm like, yeah, nigga, Final Four, man. But three teams left. So what? We might be the worst team left. Who is a fuck? I figured out how this small miracle came about. If you recall, maybe some of y'all don't want to recall, but we had a pandemic a few years ago. And during the pandemic, they said college athletes get an extra year of eligibility. So apparently we got a bunch of 25-year-olds on our team. Ha! Take that, motherfucker. Nice. So the mediocrity of college basketball allowed the basketball gods to smile upon the fans of North Carolina State University. All that praying I did to y'all niggas when I was young. Oh, happy day, man. Excited. Just walking down the street happy. I seen something you see every now and then walking down the street in Brooklyn. I saw this couple, this lady and her fella. This fella and his lady. Walking two dogs. One looked like a little border collie, and the other one was the corgi. The thickest of the dogs. The dogs with the biggest cheeks. Yeah. I was like, oh, cute dogs. I kept walking. One dog found a chicken bone. I started to tell the owner, but I was like, nah. She looked like she might make this dog be vegan. He was happy as shit. He got that bone. Nigga walking and eating. I should tell her. I know somebody probably, you should have told her chicken bones are bad for dogs. My girl, my girl said that. Like, chicken bones are bad for dogs. Dogs eat bones. And then they even took all the wolf out of the dog. So later on that day, I gave my dog a chicken bone. I know what you're saying. Derek, why would you risk that? That's your baby. I mean, if the little bitch can't eat a fucking chicken bone, she don't deserve to be my dog. She tore that motherfucker up like. That's the closest I ever felt like a dad. I was like, don't tell your mother. And I was like, huh, that's right, bitch. You can't talk. You can talk. You know how dogs talk to you. Hey, bitch, I don't know what you said, but you sound disagreeable right now. That's what my dog would do when I was taking too long to get get out the house for the walk. She's like, nigga, hurry the fuck up. I am ready to go. Baby, I'm ready to go. So, as you may have known, like as the president informed you, well, Sunday was Easter, but it was also Trans Day of Visibility. And it happened to land on Easter. It's the 31st of every March. And people were pissed, or pretending to be pissed. I'm like, this is an attack on Christianity. I'm like, yeah, y'all say that, but I bet you got WAP on your playlist. Now, I don't think WAP is in the Bible. People, man. And, like, gone, like, missed on a lot of people was the fact that Trans Visibility Day is the last day of Women's History Month. I think that's hilarious. The modern day feminist movement is a failed experiment. I mean, it is, man. It is. The women went from asking for equal rights to allowing niggas with wigs and the stuff bra in their group. That's the final stage. This is late stage of it's like late stage, you know how they say late stage capitalism, right? That's when capitalism eats itself. Late stage feminism eats itself too. It makes former men women of the year. Like, dude, I don't think y'all understand the game plan. You have lost your way. But it's hard to find your way in this world. Like, how do you know which way's up, which way's down? You got to be grounded. And I don't know. I guess the best way to ground yourself is have somebody around you that knows you ain't shit. That would be family members. See, that's what's wrong with Diddy right now. He ain't got nobody around him. Tell him, like, dude, you got to stop doing this shit. Why are you slipping Mickey's to men? That's one day allegations on him. Apparently, he tried to sneak some shit in this nigga's tequila, and he got sick. And then he went home. He's like, they drugged me. That was his first thought. His second thought, like, what the fuck were these niggas going to do if they drugged me? One of his friends, I forgot what the fuck he said they were going to play. I can't remember. But he basically insinuated they were gonna he was gonna be passed out half conscious and they was gonna rub their penises on his face.
No, I just wanna act.
That's a real story. I forgot that nigga name. I think it's Columbus Short had that story. I'm like, yo, there's an unlimited supply of him saying questionable things or people reporting questionable things from hanging out with this nigga. It's too much. And they just going, wow, it's like shit. Get him to the Greek. He was in that movie with, what, Russell Brand? And what's the fat boy name? Not Zach Galifianakis. The other fat guy that's more famous but less funny. Damn. From Superbad. You know who I'm talking about. They in that movie, and he said, I forgot what the fuck he said. You got that one part about him mind-fucking people. But, you know, it's not looking good for that nigga. But who cares? He's rich.
I care about that poor little corgi that ate that chicken bone.
He was like, nom. He was just look like me eating punani. Let me stop. Me don't eat the poom poom. I'm Jamaican. We don't do that here. A Jamaican slime like a motherfucker. Who don't kiss pussy? Let's be honest. Shit. All the feminists kiss pussy. Cause they know how to live. That Trans Day of Visibility shit's kind of funny. Because that whole thing that is they want to blend in, so they don't want to really be visible. They want to look more like the women. They don't want you to know they trans. Until that ding, pop out on you. So, oh, shit, that's a dick. Duck. Oh, shit, that's a dick. Run. You can duck or run if you see a dick where you didn't expect it to be, but please don't resort to violence. Just go home, take a cold shower, question your sexuality.
What did I miss?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. They want to be visible. And, like, I'll tell you this. I live in West Brooklyn, Williamsburg area, and you might not know this about Williamsburg, but it is one of the highest populations of trans people per capita, I'm sure. I'm sure. But as a person who lives amongst them, I got to say they're pretty visible. Because you can see that masculine strong jawline underneath that that blush. You can see the stubble upon their beautiful man lady neck. Hey, you can see that apples. I've been saying visibility. You need a better word. Yo, speaking of the tea people, I was on fucking the dating app playing my game. Who like my face? That's what I call it. I just swipe, 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 try to find who like my face. And then this black lady liked my face. And her name was T. I was like, oh, shit, is it one of those T's? So I'm flipping through a picture. Her picture's looking for Adam's apple. I apologize. Man, you got to check. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings, which is impossible nowadays because there's a lot of pussies out here. I don't mean pussies like females. I mean pussies as in fucking fragile feelings. Fragile. My 9 milli. Okay, I'm sorry. That fragile. That pronunciation of fragile makes me think of Biggie song. Kicking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was, Diddy don't hit me no more. No, he said Biggie. But in light of recent developments... Not looking good. The only person defending this dude is Stevie J. And if you don't know who Stevie J is, he's like a producer. He used to date Eve back in the day. Then he got famous on the screen for like Love and Hip Hop. Atlanta, I think. Him and Jocelyn. This is some crazy nigga shit. Derek, don't say that about your people. Look, I ain't related to none of them niggas. I come from a long line of black people. There no, you shake my tree, don't no niggas fall out. There's a bunch of black doctors and lawyers. No alcohol involved at all, no drinking, no smoking, no nothing. There's a bunch of hardworking black folks only in these random white Jesus. Why Jesus? Why Jesus?
Get your why Jesus. Hoo-hoo.
But what color does it matter? It doesn't matter what color it is, does it? Tell that to Africa. Black Jesus had never done anything wrong to me. But white Jesus is the reason why. We don't keep our resources. The oil is the leaves. They sell it back to us. Triple price. The statements rendered by Derek Thompson does not, yeah, whatever. I don't know if that shit was true is what I'm trying to say. I made it up. But yeah, Steve J is the only guy, to get back to that shit, he's the only guy really standing up for Puffy. But he's also been in the court statements. All right, the dude Lil Rod said that Puffy was trying to groom him, let him know it was okay to bang dudes, to let dudes bang him. I don't know if he wanted to be a top or bottom. That's semantics. But he wanted to show it was okay to be gay. And allegedly, he showed him a video of Stevie J banging some dudes. And look, all the producers do it, man. You want a Grammy or what? You want a Grammy or what? The guy to touch your butt. Want a Grammy or what? Then I got to touch your butt. I'm pretty sure he didn't do it like that. That's me being silly. But Stevie J... it's the only dude defending him. And I'm like, does that count? Because this nigga's implicated too. And if you ever seen him, he got like a sneaky little grin. It's like a cartoon rat face on a black man. He just looks shiesty as fuck, nigga. It's not a good look, Puff. You need to find another friend. They say he's close friends with Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher ain't saying shit because after that other shit with the Scientologist rapist, and they found out he did a letter, sent a letter to the judge, man. People was on his ass. You can't hide no more, nigga. The internet is going to air you out. Ain't no hiding place. There's an old black church song. Ain't no hiding place. It ain't no hiding place. Yo. Diddy's current situation reminds me of his first album, No Way Out. Because the nigga looks like he has no way out. He did happen to escape that raid, though. Magical feat in and of itself. Hey, man, but when you've been on top of the game so long, man, you got a lot of tricks up your sleeve, huh? You got a stash house. The stash house is where all the dildos at. The stash house is where all them tapes at, nigga. Where that at? You don't know, do you? Who does know?
Well, if that nigga got a favor, he better call it in now.
He said, look, man, I'm in trouble, baby. We need to get Johnny Cochran down here or something. What, that nigga dead? Who killed him? Aneurysm, allegedly. Hopefully I'll be famous enough and beloved by the people so much one day they'll think my death is because of foul play. Skipping, dum, dum, dum. Flip that five plays, five play, B. Oh, shit, man. Is it cold where y'all at? Because this fucking second winter in New York City is serious. I'm like, nigga, it's April. Why was it 45 today and rainy? And it was a thunderstorm. I'm like, what's going on? Winter trying to shit out spring, but it's constipated. Can't pass this shit. I'm ready for the summertime. Cash flow picking up already. Just in time to blow it this summer.
Dear Diary, it's been many moons since I last laid my head upon her breast. Her nipples erect. My member also erect. High on mushrooms. Talking about intergalactic travel. And then just like that, she was gone. Gone, I say. And unlike my last mistress, she wasn't killed by my wife. End entry.
Oh, man, that's my narrator voice.
She was a sad soul. And you think she'd be on top of the world after performing at the fundraiser for the last three Democratic presidents. But no, she was sad. President Joe Biden made a pass at her. And she looked in the eyes of Bill Clinton and she knew she would get no help. Her name is Lizzo.
Lizzo says she quit. Oh, lying bitch. Who the fuck quits a gig that pays that well and it's that easy? She got some image rehabilitation to do. All the fat girls in the United States of America cried that day she got accused of sexual harassment and whatever else she's accused of. She told me she quit. I'm like, bitch, I thought you had already quit. I haven't heard from you since. The Democrat said, let's get Lizzo. Let's show you how corny fucking old white people are.
Who can we get to perform? Well, let's get Lizzo.
Lizzo. Music is kind of stale right now. They should have got Sexy Red. We can't have her saying her booty hole brown and her pussy's pink in front of Joe Biden. He'll get an erection. It's some of that good old black booty. Lizzo says she quit. Anytime Lizzo show up in the fucking news or in any Instagram post I see, I gotta go straight to the comments because they be roasting that bitch. She deserved it though, you know. People don't like hypocrites. You can't be the body positivity artist and then not be positive about your dancers' bodies. Bitch, you're breaking your rules. You're breaking your own rules. You're like Ben Shapiro talking about freedom of speech.
Unless you say something about the J people. So Candace, you're out of here.
I don't know how Ben Shapiro becomes the voice of the conservative, looking like he do and talking like he talk. He talk just like them liberals. Somebody in Kentucky, man, I don't trust this shit, man. I don't like what he did to Candace. You know, my daddy didn't like black people, man, but I went to high school with five of them. They were all my team because I was the tallest white boy in the school, so we were on the basketball team. They the reason why I used to masturbate the Pam Grier. That was an unnecessary sexual joke. Had deja vu today, man. That shit was weird. Walked through my apartment, through the hallway to the kitchen. And I was like, I done this before. Shit. Is that a sign? Or is that like a glitch in the matrix and that's it? Is that the end of the story, glitch in the matrix? Let's see. Let's do this. Let's do this shit. Deja. Which is a great name. If I had a daughter, I might name her Deja.
Deja.
Deja, and then her middle name be Vu. Thompson. Oh, shit. I don't want deja vu, meaning it's that the feeling of having experienced the present situation. I know what that part is. Psychologically, let's see. Psychologically. What does it mean? Like, I need somebody like a suit, like fucking seer to tell me. That means Odin is wrestling your spirit. All right, I ain't getting no psychic error. I bet you if I put, what does it mean when, how about I do that? What does it mean when you experience? I bet the old black lady tell me what that means. Well, that means you about to get somebody pregnant. What's the old country saying? Oh, if you have a dream about fishes, you're going to get pregnant. And if one of them fishes is pink, you're going to have a girl. Dumb shit. Deja vu. Very French. Very French, not like the fries. I seen this story, man. This this deaf and black girl got a job with Google, and Google was bragging like, look at our diversity hire. Yes, you got black women working for you, but how many of them bitches can't hear, huh? That's right, Google taking the fucking they're like, what you call that shit, the banner of diversity, they the standard. So they hired that girl, and then I guess she lost her job. Now she's suing them niggas for discrimination. Wait, we hired you to show we don't discriminate. She's like, fine, bitch, discrimination. Pay me. Damn, how the fuck you gonna fire the deaf black girl? Now, this is a rumor. I don't know this for a fact, but it's a rumor. I'm just repeating it, so you do with it what you want. The rumor is it was a communication problem.
That shit backfired like a motherfucker.
No, she said it was a communication problem. She said they could see her, but she didn't feel heard.
I'm kidding, man.
Oh, shit. They were trying to do right by her, but it's hard to understand this. Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Derek, why would you do that? Do what? Talk like a deaf person. No, man, I had to complete the joke.
That is bad. Let me stop before I lose my hearing. Huh? What'd you say? What the fuck would I do if I lost my hearing? I'd probably get married. Not so she could hear for me, so I can ignore her and have a serious reason why. Bitch, I ain't hear you.
No, he did it again.
You can't do that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm telling you why I do that stuff. Because when I was growing up, this thing was very funny. Shows like the Never in Color would do jokes like this.
Yeah. You can't do that shit now, man. Good thing my shit is not super popular. They be picking it outside my apartment tomorrow, throwing up gang signs. Oh, man. See, you can't even fire a black person now without them suing. Google be like, you weren't even qualified. We only hired you because you was black and deaf.
That's your phone, Anton. $3.5 billion.
She better fucking be careful. Put her deaf ass in a tight space. Like a spelling bee. Spell prudent.
Spelling that?
No, prudent.
Prudent.
No,
prudent. Prudent.
All right, man. I need to
get off this motherfucking thing.
All right, Joe, man. Peace. Yo, have a great weekend. Be your best self. Peace.